Tony, are you ready for bed? Okay, good. I'm going to have your cousins sleep in here tonight. And you're going to be sleeping with your sister in her room, okay? No, it won't bother her. The house is so crowded with everyone visiting. You know how it gets at the holidays. And she said she didn't mind sharing her bed with you. But there is something I'm concerned about, and we need to talk about it now, before bedtime. Well, I know that you masturbate in bed every night. Yes, I do. I've seen the stains in your pajamas and on the sheets. I'm not upset about it. I know that little boys get urges, sexual urges, and they need to relieve themselves. I'm sure some of those stains were caused by wet dreams, too. Obviously, I haven't told your sister about this because it would gross her out. But I can't send you into her bed without making sure that you won't be tempted to jerk off with her sleeping right next to you. Okay, but your big sister is a very beautiful woman with a big round ass and enormous breasts. No little boy that I know could resist jerking off to her if she was asleep next to him. I also know that you already fantasize about her sexually. Well, that's the word for it, sexually. I'm sorry if it embarrasses you. There's nothing wrong with wanting to fuck your big sister. You're a horny little boy, and she's a beautiful older woman. You also love her, and it's only natural that you'd want to experience that love physically. But until she agrees to engage you sexually, you have to keep your relationship platonic. Do you understand? So, even if you could resist jerking off when you sleep with her tonight, you would still probably have a wet dream and cover her in your virgin cum. And we can't have that, can we? We can't have her screaming and waking up the whole house when she sees that. Can you imagine, Aunt Clarice? Oh my God. I think it's best that we take some precautions so you won't be tempted to come all over her back. And the best way to do that, son, is to let your mommy take care of things. Yes, you know mommy always takes care of things. The best way I know how to take care of this problem is to milk all your cum out of your sweet little cock before you go to bed. It's perfectly natural. Don't even say a word. Just lie down. I'll pull your pants down and take out that sweet little penis. Oh, honey, what an adorable little penis. I had no idea you were so cute. No wonder you masturbate so much. Well, everybody knows that little cocks get a lot hornier than big ones. And it looks like your little balls are extremely full. When was the last time you ejaculated? 3 days? That seems like a really long time for you to go without coming. You've probably got a lot of cum backed up in there. Let me just feel. Yep, those balls are very heavy and full. Does it hurt when mommy squeezes them? Oh, you poor thing. It's a good thing I'm here to help you out. I don't think you'd be able to drain these all by yourself. Mommy is going to give you a very special milking tonight. I'm just going to wrap my soft fingers around your little dick and stroke you slowly. Little boy, just relax and melt into the feeling of my loving hand stroking your sweet little penis. I've got to build up your arousal gradually because I want to get a big ejaculation out of you. And I hope you appreciate how lucky you are. Most boys with tiny penises will never know the feeling of a woman's hand stroking them and milking them, especially not from their own mothers. Women know that teeny weenies can't satisfy them. And they don't deserve to be milked or stroked or sucked or fucked by beautiful women. But you are my special little boy. And I love you very much. There's nothing I won't do to help you. Mwah. My precious baby boy. I actually think your little dick is kind of sexy. But don't tell anyone I said that. Mommies aren't supposed to say things like that to their little boys. But it's true. I'm so tempted to move on from this hand job and give that little dick even more pleasure. Because it's important that this milking is as pleasurable as possible. The more sexual pleasure I give you, the more semen I'll be able to extract. You should also know that this milking is not a punishment. It's not your fault that your young cock is so horny all the time. Your body craves sex. You're giving your body what it needs. It's also not your fault that you're so desperate to fuck your sister. That is a perfectly natural thing for a horny little boy to want. Your body knows that by fucking your big sister, you'd be giving her pleasure and expressing how much you love her. And giving pleasure is all about expressing love. And when I stroke your little penis, that's what you should feel. The intense love that a mother feels for her sweet little boy. Do you feel that? And now I'm going to give you even more love by taking my hand off your horny, small, hard penis and placing it in my mouth. Surprise, surprise. Can you feel that, baby boy? Can you feel my love for you? In the warmth of my mouth and the wetness of my tongue. It feels so good to have your little cock between my lips as I move them slowly up and down and suck you so sweetly. I can't wait to feel your teeny tiny little cock fill my mouth with your cum. And that warm, sweet seed splashing against my tongue as I lick and suck. Oh, baby. I'm going to completely drain your dick, little boy. I'm going to drink down your cum and leave you totally empty. And then I'll take you to your sister's bed for a long, restful sleep. And won't it be nice to sleep with her tonight? Wrapped in her loving arms. And snuggled against her huge tits. She might even give you a few goodnight kisses to help you fall asleep. But not right here. Like mommy does. You like these sweet little kisses on the head of your hard little penis? Are you getting ready to come for me, baby? I can feel you getting close. Your little cock is trembling in my mouth. Look at me. Look at me while your mommy sucks your penis. Watch my mouth go up and down on it. Look at my lips. Look at my tongue sticking out and licking it. And look at my eyes, baby. Baby. That is it, baby. I want you to come for me. Come in mama's warm and wet loving mouth. Come on my velvety soft tongue. Let it all splash down my throat. That's a good boy. That was a lot of cum for such a small penis. I think I got most of it out. Your balls have shrunken and they feel much lighter in my hand. I think there might be a few more drops left in there, but not enough to worry about. I think your big sister will be safe for tonight. If you do wake up in the night and your little dick is stiff again, I want you to come and find me, okay? I'll suck it off again. You're a little stiffy, and then I'll take you back to bed. All right. Are you getting sleepy? Your sister should already be in bed. Let's go see if she's ready for you. No, don't put your clothes back on. Your sister likes to sleep naked. And she wants you to be naked too. It wouldn't be fair if you got to see her naked body, but she didn't get to see yours. Right? Don't worry, you'll like the feeling of her bare skin close to you in bed, keeping both of you nice and warm. It'll be delicious. You'll see. Now give me a kiss. And take mommy's hand. Let's get you to bed.